Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be
dropping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking
through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIA game, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Fighting in SmackDown was from, where were they at?
France.
France, yeah.
Lyon.
Yeah, so, so of course, yeah, the crowd was all excited and everything, and I'm going to discuss, when I was at work, I got called into work last night, so I had some time to watch a lot of wrestling stuff, and I went back and I watched the pay-per-view stuff that I missed.
Right.
And I have a further interesting take on what I talked about previously, so I think...
Yeah, all right.
I think you'll be very entertained at this.
Okay.
All right. So SmackDown opened with show Cody and AJ Styles arrive at the venue. Bro, I like, you know what that they do? I like this. They've been doing this a lot lately since they've been with the TKO. They show the guys showing up to the building dressed in
right.
street clothes, everything like they do. Sports,
right. Like the NBA entrances. You
know, right. And
which is cool.
And everybody has a chance to show, hey, we dress up nice. Here.
Right.
You know, like right. everybody's dressed in right. the guys, everything like the girls, right? Yeah, exactly.
Right, like when you see the NBA stars, yeah. who's dressed like a bum?
No,
like
nobody. They're all good, nice,
right?
Because they know hey,
right.
this is a fashion.
Right, I'm on TV. Show. Right,
right.
I want to get invited to fucking Vogue and Vanity Fair and the Met Gala and all that shit.
Yeah, remember when Dwayne Wade was like the big fashion thing? He was
right.
all those like soy right. boy clothes. He'd have like the
yeah.
like for his ankles.
Or how about Russell Westbrook would wear
yeah,
the
Westbrook,
weirdest
right,
shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about your boy Cam Newton?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's got to be the weirdest dressing.
Because people would literally maybe, okay, we got to watch the start of the show because I want to see what he's wearing when he comes,
right.
comes to the arena, right?
Right.
So
Cam was funny because he would always wear a ridiculous outfit topped off by a ridiculous hat that had nothing to do with the outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it back in the mid to late 90s where it wasn't like this, but your boy would be Rodman and he would just show up in like pajama pants and a fucking Dr. Seuss hat. And it would be a major sports center. Look, Robin's wearing pajamas to the game. You know, now people are wearing whatever. Oh, the rating. Sorry, dear. The rating was 2.148 million. There's no quarter hours out yet, but it does say SmackDown was a number one among 18 to 49 broadcast primetime programs.
Yeah, I've done that. They just do the same. They have their audience. Like Raw and SmackDown are going to be down a little bit for the next 6 weeks to the sports and the playoffs. But other than that, they're fine because they're still sold. The buildings are still packed, so that's all that matters. So they come. We start with a big match, an eight women tag. Where all these girls that are involved in matches are going to have the next day. So Zaylee Bianca, Jade Cargill, and Naomi against Asuka, Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai, and Tiffany Stratton. Dude, because this crowd was so hot, did it seem like all the entrances took like 10 minutes, it seemed like. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It took forever because the crowd was going crazy and they were milking and stuff, you know. So, but of course, you know what's going to happen here. The baby chases went over and they focused on Belair hitting Kai with the KOD and pinning her. So Dakota Kai did the job because she wasn't going to be on the paper. Any comment on this?
Yeah, I'm a big fan when WWE goes international because the crowds are more hyped and amped, mm-hmm. whether it's England, Puerto Rico, now France. Bro, the Japanese woman got a cool look, and I love their entrance song, that ding, 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 like the Japanese drum type of thing.
Right.
And they work well together. They're not acting like spazzes, right?
Yep,
and right. I'm going to say it again. I think people probably think I have something personal, but Dakota just doesn't fit with them. I think they only have her there to talk on the mic, and maybe because they think her and Bailey got a big issue, but I don't think people really care about her and Bailey. I do think that when Bianca and Jada feud, or Jade should be the heel, but it looks like Bianca's the one that's going to be the heel. I think she'll be a good heel because she's kind of, if you saw it, she wouldn't tag in Bailey. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They really protected Jade here. All she did was her power moves, and that was it. She didn't sell. She didn't do nothing. Like, they're really protecting her, and she's really over. I like the chemistry between Bailey and Stratton. I love Stratton's cartwheel into the Alabama Slam. That's a great spot.
Right.
And you've got a story here with an understory with Bailey and Belair where there's some tension there, and then Bailey and Dakota because she turned on her, and now Bailey and Stratton, like, she's with everybody now.
Right.
This was a good match, and the fans made it even better. And you know, the fans were chanting Bailey's song,
right?
Yeah,
so afterwards, Grayson and Ranzieri delivered a backstage promo. This gives kind of, I hope they're not back to having the writers deliver them some corny lines, because they said they act like something smelled. And Waller said it was a smoke the Street Profits want. So that was kind of like,
that's corny.
That wasn't a very entertaining backstage thing.
No, or a good line.
Right. So backstage, Kayla Braxton interviewed Bianca and Jade Cargill while Bailey and Naomi stood by. And then Belair looked at Bailey while saying that she had hoped to be finished with Damage Control for good at Backlash. And Bailey left the room while Cargill tried to keep Belair calm. So yes, and they kept the heat going there. So you know where that's going. They show Carmelo challenging Cody Rhodes backstage. This was a good segment backstage. So Nick Aldis was speaking with Carmelo Hayes. Hayes said he almost beat Cody last week and wanted to keep his momentum going by declaring for the King of the Ring tournament. Aldis said they could talk about it. And Bobby Lashley entered the room and shook hands with Hayes. Lashley told Hayes that he could call him if he ever needed any advice. And Hayes said he thought he would be good without the advice because he was the first round draft pick had a match with Cody last week. They tried to leave the room. Lashley called him big time and said, it's not about the shots you shoot, it's the shots you make. And Hayes asked Lashley, when was the last time he shot his shot? And Hayes went to leave, but Lashley stuck his hand in front of him, stopped him from leaving, and offered the free advice to be careful who you disrespect right here. So this was his good character development. The kid's kind of like a disrespectful punk. And, like, and we just established that in a 1 minute come from an interaction with Bobby Lashley. So good stuff. You
know? Well, man, the great thing is he's cocky, right? He's telling him, watch your shit. You know, I'm an OG here, right? And a lot of people thought that he was going to be part of Lashley's group, but obviously he isn't. So I like this a lot.
Right, but this is what you do.
Right.
You bring your character up from NXT.
Right.
People don't know a lot about him. And after about a minute, his guy's like a punk.
Right.
You know? Right, exactly. Good stuff. Very simple. Very, very, very logical, simplistic booking.
100%.
So Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate made they're going against AOP. And they lose to AOP. And I'll be honest, so Cross hit the F-style move on Occam. And Dunn dove on the Cross. And when Dunn returned the ring, Jr. Executed Uranagi Slag and tagged out. AOP hit Dunn with their powerbomb neckbreaker combo. That actually looks like a good finish with the two big guys doing it. The right team went over, but like these guys are kind of green and kind of really understanding how you need to sell for the smaller guys. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're kind of like we're treating them like, say, they were the same size when they were doing the match and taking the bumps. And like, you got to like, I don't know, just. This is fine. It's good for the AOPs. There's more money in them. There isn't done in bait, to be honest with you. So Paul Heyman entered into Nick Aldis' song.
Well, let me just say real quick. They really like Dunn and Bate because I think they're both from England.
Yeah.
Am I correct there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another good match. I checked AOP's background. One guy's Canadian, and he was like a Canadian national champion and went to the Pan American Games in Mexico, won a silver medal. So he's like a high level, you know, wrestler. And then the other guy is from Albania, and which is over there, like in the Mediterranean by Greece and shit.
Right.
And he was an MMA fighter and he had a pretty good record. So they do have like a background in sports. These guys are really good. Dunn and Bate are real, real good, but they remind me a lot of like Dragunov and Gargano and guys like that. They're just undersized, which is a shame, but they can still have feuds with people their size. You know what I'm saying? Bate and Dunn have really good double team, like not just moves, but like sequences, you know? Bate, I don't know if you saw when he did the airplane spin on one of the AOP guys.
Yeah, he's strong.
I could not believe that, yeah.
I think, you know, there's actually, like, somebody's, like there was some Twitter where they were tagging his Instagram or something. The guy's, like really strong. He does, like, strength stuff and everything, so,
right. You know.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the ultimate test tech to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimizing your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I know Cross probably listens to this show. From the word of advice, dude, if you're going to go out on TV, don't wear jeans and no shirt. But dress in Versace. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of that. If you're not in the match. Okay, so backstage, Paul Heyman or Nick Aldis' office.
About, I want to say another thing. They look great as a... One last thing. They look great as a faction.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aldis said he didn't. His request was denied. And Aldis asked Heyman why he wanted him to pull Randy Orton and Kevin Owens out of the match. So, comma. Haynes said what happened to Orton Owens at Backlash is no longer on his conscience, and Aldis asked if this was by orders as a tribal chief, and Heyman said that wasn't funny. Aldis said all communication with the Bloodline has to go through Heyman, asked if he was in charge. And Heyman said there's a difference between being in charge and being in control, and Heyman said he's not spoken to Reigns since WrestleMania. And then they kind of looked as like, well, the cat out of his bag, because like he said that he wasn't in the draft last week, so Aldis brought up him pulling himself out of the draft. And Heyman said Reigns did not remove himself from the draft. Heyman said he pulled Reigns out of the draft. And Heyman said he had no choice because he could not subject Reigns to the chaos that was happening in the Bloodline. Heyman said Aldis should not subject Orton and Owens to what awaits him from the Bloodline. And Aldis said that if Heyman could take it upon himself to pull Reigns from the draft, they could try to pull Orton and Owens from the tag match by appearing on the RKO show, which is coming up next. Good storyline there. It's like, because they're, you know, it's definitely setting the table for Roman coming back as a baby chase, because everything's, you know, it's like, Heyman's scared of these guys, and he doesn't want to tell Roman, is what it sounds like, you know?
Which is a good story.
So they come out for the... Randy Orton and Kevin Owens come out for the RKO show. Orton said it didn't take a lot to talk him into team with Owens so they could kick the ass of the Bloodline. Owens said their guests called him repeatedly and finally gave in at 4 a.m. on Wednesday. Oh, this is a continuity error, okay? Because Aldis said, you know, he could tell... Reigns and RKO, he goes, you could go tell them next, you know, they're in the RKO show. But then Randy Orton delivered the line and saying, like, you know, like Heyman was supposed to be his guest because he called him at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I think they missed, that was miscontinuity, I think. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
That was a continuity error. No. So Owen said the guest was Heyman. He claimed he had something very important to tell her. Heyman did his ladies and gentlemen, came out. He didn't, because they were going to introduce him, but he came out by himself. And Heyman asked for permission to enter the ring. Orton said he couldn't RKO him right away because Heyman asked for permission. Orton said not right away, but he's an out-of-nowhere guy. Heyman ran the apron and a We Want Roman chant broke out. More than you ever know, I want Roman too, Heyman said. Heyman told Orton and Owens to do their families themselves a favor by backing out of the match. Orton took issue with the absolute biggest piece of trash in the industry, telling him to back out of the match. And Owens said Heyman is in no position to give advice when everything around him is falling apart. Orton said it begged the question of who is the real tribal chief, and Heyman squirmed and said they were putting him in a bad position. And Heyman said the whole world knows there's only one tribal chief, and Solo Atomic attacked him. And basically, they did a brawl and they separate him, right? So, what did you think of this?
I liked everything. I liked everything there.
Storytelling where Heyman's
right
scared.
He's losing control.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is I think they're going to turn. I think these guys might beat down Heyman, and that's going to piss off Roman.
Maybe, you but know? Yeah, but they got but something good Heyman, coming up.
Heyman's acting like he's being bullied and he's frightened, you know. So it's like, you know, yeah. He's kind of like getting sympathy here a little.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right. Shreve.
KO speaking French place with nuts.
Yeah.
And okay. Oh yeah, you haven't talked about the match yet. Go ahead.
Okay. So next was the Street Profits deliver backstage promo, whatever. LA Knight made his entrance. He's wrestling Angel. I think they just want to get LA Knight in front of the, because he wasn't on the pay-per-view. I think they just want him in front of this crowd to see what type of pop he gets.
That's what I think too.
I took the mic and see how Angel looks with him too. Right, and so after the match, he declared for the King of the Ring. So that was, you know, they gave him like 10 minutes of TV time.
It served its purpose. It was over. The people chanted his name, which lets everybody know at home he's over. He cut a nice little promo.
But then Santos comes out and interrupts him. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, let me finish. And he said, well, Knight is busy running his mouth. He'll be busy running the King of the Ring. And they were doing the You Suck chant at Escobar. So go ahead.
Yeah, and then you haven't gone over the match yet, right? Well, yeah. Well, L.A. Knight. Oh, yeah, yeah, when he fought Garza, right?
Yeah, fought Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say this, and this is very nitpicky, but if you do watch that match, check out his kicks in the corner. They were a little weak.
Who, L.A. Knight or Angel?
Yeah, L.A. Knight.
Yeah, bro, let me tell you something. This is an epidemic in the business.
And the reason I bring that up, just for people, say, oh, this guy, you know, so nitpicky, whatever. It's just that I come from an era, and it's hard to not remember it when somebody got you in the corner like a Steve Austin or Eddie Guerrero or Fit Finley or a Disco or a Scott Hall or just about anybody, bro. It just never looked weak. Yeah, every now and then you might throw a weak one in there, but it's very now and then. You know what I'm saying? Well, but usually everything just looks so much snug and more and just way better. I've been watching a lot of wrestling that I hadn't seen in over 20 years, and I can't believe how much more snug the work was.
Yeah, because we didn't do a lot of other stuff. We just did a lot of basic stuff, so everybody was just much better at all the basic stuff. You know, kicking, punching, selling stuff. So, but the thing is, with
punching, does anybody even punch anymore?
I mean, some of these guys do. They do
very rare. Very,
WWE guys punch.
WWE guys punch. A lot of them do, but not all of them.
No, it's like
and hardly nobody in AEW.
75% punch, 25% throw the forearms. Okay, but I'll say this: the whole key. To kicking, yeah, bro. The problem is, when you got the guy in the corner, you need to stomp him. Like, you stand all over him and bring your foot up as high, your knee up as high as you can, and stomp down on him. Like, you're squishing him. These guys try to, like, kick him, but you don't bring your leg up enough to make it look violent, you know?
Right. So that's why they're trying to be artistic with it. Just, bro, lay the fucking kick in and make it look real, and people will suspend their disbelief. Yeah. It's very easy if you do it right.
Backstage, Byron Saxton asked Carlito why he attacked Dragon Lee. Carlito said he'd been away from WWE for a long time and all he wanted was a WrestleMania moment with his family. Carlito said Rey Mysterio chose Dragon Lee and said it wasn't cool. Carlito said he took matters in his own hand. The Dragon Lee attacked Carlito backstage and the security even pulled him back. So he's going after Dragon Lee's going after Carlito, so they're obviously going to...
So when Carlito turned, I said, okay, what excuse are they going to use? And I thought of the one they just used right now. And, right. You know, it's a good reason. Yeah. And
then they go to the tag match, which is Montez, the Street Profits against A-Town Down Under. These guys, they work good together. This wasn't that long. The Dawkins rolled up Theory, but Waller performed a flatliner Dawkins while the referee was focused on Ford. And Theory covered Ford and got the pin. So they beat them. They beat them the 7 minutes. And, like, they cheated. And, you know, they raced the eyes and clapped into something. But, you know, whatever. This is obviously the setup for a rematch. Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, you can perform simple routine checks you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower, shave in the shower, the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take, Conan, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know. So
don't forget the Crop Reviver. You know, the warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that Crop Reviver going on, the Crop Preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this Crop Preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you could see Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. We got deodorant. Got the Crop Preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped. Yeah, I want to say something real quick about the small Street Profits. I just blanked out.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it for a long time, and I think you both agree. Montez Ford by himself is a star. But if you're not going to have him by himself, I do think these two guys should be higher up on the card instead of mid-carders, because they're very talented. People like them a lot. And I would say Dawkins, along with Nia Jax, are probably two of the most improved wrestlers on that roster. You know, I actually thought that if Montez Ford left, Dawkins would never make it, but I think Dawkins could make it on his own. You know.
So now we go to the face off between Styles and Cody. This was just, you know, there wasn't a lot of heat here, and this is kind of long. They really didn't say much. Talk about the Georgia boys and stuff, but this was the thing. We're going to talk about this.
Can I just say something real quick?
Uh-huh.
I saw a couple guys on Twitter asking that you and Cody finish your story.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we should finish
in Las Vegas.
And I chimed in on that, just so you know. Yeah.
So Styles said he was out to prove himself to get in WWE, to get to the top of WWE, do it all by himself. And Styles said Cody's a bunch of legends watching backs so he could win the title. And Styles says beat them all before, and he said he would fight his way to the top and remind Cody and everyone else that he is phenomenal. The crowd started singing. We'll get to that. Cody asked Styles who he was trying to convince, and Cody acknowledged Styles and told him not to disparage his accomplishments. And Cody said Styles is and forever will be a phenomenal. The crowd started singing again. Styles held up the Bullet Club hand symbol and smiled, and Cody did the same, and the Styles slapped Cody where they did that. And they left the ring, and that was the heat, the slap. But this was like, this segment didn't do much for me. But then they go backstage.
I like this part.
And we go backstage, and we go back to chaos, where the you know, Orton, KO, and the Bloodline guys are all brawling every day, and they're having, but there was a good brawl. Like, it looked like chaos.
And you know what it reminds me of? The stuff we grew up with, disco, where at the end of the show, usually Gordon Solie, this is a Pier 6 who's broken out. We're running out of time. We'll see you next week. So long from the Sunshine State or so long from Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's what it reminded me a little bit of,
right.
You know, going off hot. Did you want to say something about this or no?
No, I mean, okay. Not really. The interview didn't.
Wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a big deal,
you know,
but I was.
What happened in the match? It was like there wasn't anything they could really do to hype this up to make me,
right?
You know, think there was going to be a title change. You know,
yeah, me neither. But I will say that finally they gave AJ some good material. They usually give him JoJo lame old shit. The crowd went nuts for both guys. Okay, they even were chanting when fucking AJ was out there. I think they were saying phenomenal in French. And then, of course, one of the things that you do to win over the fans, besides saying, you know, welcome, hello, whatever city you're in, hello, Cincinnati, pop, is going to a different country and speaking in their language. That will always get you a huge pop. And so Rhodes spoke a little French. It wasn't a big deal, but I liked how they ended it with the brawling backstage.
Right. So overall, I liked it was a very small, short segment. I liked the Carmelo Hayes stuff. I liked the Bloodline stuff, the Paul stuff, the women's stuff. I'm liking Tiffany Stratton. I'm liking the way how they're
booking her
and Jaden with all the top guys.
Yeah, and she's hanging.
They're hanging. So that was a decent show. What did you think?
Who did AOP wrestle? New Catch Republic.
Your boys.
Yeah, that was actually the best match. Okay. All matches were good, but that was the best one. And I didn't think it was a great go home show. That's basically what I got to say. Wasn't a bad show, just wasn't a great one. I mean, your go home shows were like, should be hot going into the pay per view. I didn't feel it was hot.
So that's been our SmackDown review.
Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.